Let's begin by singing number 110 in our white book. 110, Then Jesus Came. First of all, let's pray for our nation. Some of you may have been made aware that there was an assassination attempt on Donald Trump today at his rally in Pennsylvania. And evidently the bullet grazed his ear. But I understand, at least early reports say that at least one bystander was killed as well as the shooter. And so we're all aware that our country is in crisis. And these are unparalleled events that are taking place in these days. And so let's just look up to Jesus and commit everything to him. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Father, we praise you. Father, we praise you. Lord, first of all, we thank you that this assassination attempt failed. And we pray for Trump's continued protection, Lord. We pray that there will be a full recovery. And Lord, we pray that you will just stretch out your hand over this nation at this critical time. Lord, there's so much confusion, so much contempt. And Lord, only you can bring something good out of all that is taking place during this time of election. Heavenly Father, our eyes are upon you, Lord, not any political party. We recognize that the answer to all of our need as individuals and as a nation lies in your hands. And so, Lord, our eyes are upon you. We pray that you will intervene. Lord, this is bigger than we can even comprehend. And Lord, we know there are forces of evil that are at work. And Lord, we just pray that you will preserve this nation. We pray that you will show forth your glory at this time. We pray that your kingdom will come to us and your will be done in a greater way. We ask, Lord, for your guiding hand, for your protecting hand. We pray, Lord, for wisdom for those that are in positions where they have to make crucial decisions. Lord, we just pray that you will guide, Lord, and that you will get your will done at this time. And we pray that you will bring order. And Lord, your plan for America, your plan for our lives will be realized as your people call upon you, as we pray. Lord, help your people to be light and salt. And Lord, we ask that the Holy Spirit, in his great mercy, will move across this nation, Lord. Lord, we need revival. We've been desperately praying for revival, Lord. We know that's the only thing that will change the hearts of men and women. Lord, no laws implemented, no political parties in power. Lord, it's got to be the Lord working in the heart. And we pray, Jesus, that you will stretch forth your hand in a mighty way at this time and help us, Lord, to take the things of God very seriously and to call upon you in the day of trouble. You said that you would answer us. And so we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. Now, number 110 in our white book. We just have a 55-minute meeting this evening. And so maybe there are those that would like to testify. You've been here for a week. Perhaps the Lord has blessed you. It'd be nice to hear what God is doing in your life. We welcome those that have joined us today. We look forward to worshiping with you in these coming days. Trust that God will bring you right into what he's been doing for us. The Lord's been very merciful and gracious, and we've been meeting him every day. And tonight, we expect to do the same. Okay. 110, White Book.
Once sat alone beside the highway begging, his eyes were blind, the light he could not see. He clutched his rags and shivered in the shadows. Then Jesus came and bade his darkness flee. When Jesus comes, the tempter's power. praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, glory, glory.
Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, come, Jesus, we pray tonight. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. Lord, we know you just don't want to visit us, and then you go your way, we go our way. But, Lord, when you come, you want to stay. You want to bring about a change to enrich and deepen our relationship with you, so that we can walk with you more closely and can have your way more perfectly in our lives. And Lord, we thank you that you've been doing that for us in these days, that you've been coming to us, and we've been sensing a change, Lord. And Lord, we thank you that the work that you do is deep and lasting and growing. And that's what we want, Lord. We don't want to leave anything behind at Pilgrim Camp. We want to take all the blessing that you have given, and we want to continue to walk in that for your glory. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for bringing others to us today. And thank you for traveling mercies. And Lord, we thank you that whether they're here for a long or short time, we know that you have great things in store for them, Lord. Lord, we just pray that no one will be overlooked or neglected in any way, but that everyone will return home in the fullness of the blessing that you have wanted to minister. We pray for traveling mercies for those that have been traveling home today. And Lord, we pray that as they return to their respective places, that they'll find that Jesus is waiting for them there, that he's going to lead them on, and he's going to open doors to cause them to be a blessing and to keep growing in God. We pray you'll strengthen desire in every one of our hearts for you. Lord, desire that helps us to find time, to make time, to be with you, to get into your word, Lord, to practice your presence. Lord, let these holy desires really get hold of us, because we need them. And Jesus, we pray tonight that you'll have your way in this meeting. Lord, take it in any direction that you desire. Help us to be sensitive and obedient to your leading. And Lord, in all things, we pray that you will be honored and that you will be glorified. We pray this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Let's also sing In the Garden. That's in our hardcovered book. I think this has to do with maybe Mary going to the garden tomb early in the morning while the dew was still on the roses, and then hearing the voice of Jesus speak her name. Praise God. Thank you. 304. We sang a song the other day, Hear Him Calling Out Your Name. And I like to mention that I've never heard the Lord say Kenny, but I've heard him say things that were so personally directed and tailored to me and my need, that it was just as though he was calling me by name. Haven't you had experiences like that? You're in a meeting and God speaks and you say, that was just for me. How did the pastor know about that? How did that person know that I was going through that? That's Jesus calling you by name. And we have to listen, hear what he has to say to us and take it to heart. And he does that over and over again if we have ears to hear. And perhaps he wants to do that tonight. Call you by your name, speak right into your need, and give you the encouragement that you have need of. So, as we sing, I come to the garden alone, let's see what Jesus will say to us with that precious voice of his. Okay, that's four flats, so that means I need my capo. Okay.
I come to the garden alone. Still on the roses, and the voice I hear is calling on my ears.
worship him tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Thank you. loves to glorify Jesus, and he loves to praise Jesus through us. And as our sister was saying, there was the Spirit rising up in her, and from the depth of her soul, there's something different about that than when we just try to praise God. It often starts that way. We have to, by an act of our will, say, Jesus, I praise you. Lord, I worship you. And to fight that battle. But then there comes a time, as we yield ourselves to God, that his Spirit begins to take over. And then it's easy to praise him. There's a flow of the Holy Ghost that just pours over our lips. And we enter into the presence of Jesus. And God manifests his great victory over whatever it is that he sees we have need of. Praise God. For years we've been listening to tapes of the Ridgewood Church when Brother Hans Waldfogel was a pastor. And there are many tapes where we just hear his sermons, maybe a special song, and then his sermon. And those tapes are a great blessing. But I like the tapes where they record the meetings. And you hear the praise. You hear the people worshiping. And I've often noticed, and other people have commented as well, that when the praise starts, you know, people are just trying to get their eyes on the Lord. And you can feel the people making the effort to praise the Lord. But then there comes a shift. You can't explain it, but something happens in the meeting and the praises suddenly take off. And they seem to be on a whole different realm. And they're more in the Spirit by the Holy Ghost. And then God begins to pour out his Spirit and move in the meeting, and people respond, and God does wonderful things. Praise God. So yes, we have to put forth the effort, and we have to direct our attention to Jesus and praise him, because it's the right thing to do. But as we're doing it, we're looking for Jesus to come, for Jesus to take over, for the Holy Ghost to cause the high-sounding praises of God to pour over our lips from the depth of our heart. Hallelujah. Oh, that's our goal. Jesus is always the goal. Connecting with him. That's why we do what we do. That's why we pray. That's why we praise. That's why we look into the Word of God. We're connecting with Jesus. Hallelujah. And God honors us as we seek him like that. Thank you for that testimony, our sister. Praise God. Oh, hallelujah. Let it be more and more like that. More of the Holy Ghost. Less of ourselves. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord. Praise you. We love you so. We love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Spirit of God.
comes, he takes the life. Fills it with glory. Hallelujah. Oh, all is changed. He comes.
Much for all of the young men and women who are giving themselves to serve you here at camp, Lord, this period.
Yes, Lord.
Jesus, I thank you, Lord, that you see them and that you know them and that you love them.
Yes.
And I pray, Lord, that you would continue your good work. I thank you that you promise when you start a work that you will complete it. And so I ask, Lord, in these days while they're here, Lord, you see the fatigue and maybe the little things that would seek to distract them, Lord Jesus, from the things that you want to do for them while they're here at camp. Lord, I pray that as they give themselves to you to serve, Lord, I thank you for just the kindness with which they serve, Lord, the way that they give themselves, Lord. They have a good time, but they also are just here to so willingly, God. And I just pray that as they willingly give themselves to you, that you would pour out of your Spirit in a greater way on each one of them. Lord, I thank you that you know each one by name. I thank you for those who were working in the kitchen with me closely. Jesus, I ask that you would pour out your Spirit, Lord, that you would continue your good work in them, that you would draw their hearts to you, inextricably unite their hearts to you, Jesus, that they would serve you all the days of their lives, and that they would feel your favor on them as they wash pots, as they wash dishes, as they serve tables. Jesus, I ask that you would let them sense your pleasure, your smile on them, Lord, as they serve your people. And I pray that you would bless them and keep them. I pray in your name. Amen.
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 Praise God.
Hallelujah. I like that, that Jesus would smile upon them. There's a song that talks about Jesus smiling. The chorus goes like this.
Oh, I love Jesus. Oh, I love Jesus. Oh, I love Jesus. Oh, I love Jesus.
Got it so far?
Oh, Jesus, he's my Savior. Jesus smiles and he loves me too.
We can sing that.
Oh, I love Jesus. Oh, I love Jesus. Oh, I love Jesus. Oh, I love Jesus. I love Jesus. He is my Savior. Jesus smiles and he loves me too. I shall be like him. 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 I love Jesus.
Tell when Jesus is smiling down upon you. Oh, you sense his favor, his blessing. Not because you deserve it, but oh, he just loves to pour out his love upon us. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Lord. Wonderful Lord.
Praise to you.
Yeah.
Yes, Lord.
Bless you,
Lord. I love you,
Lord.
Thank you for these testimonies. You're a blessing to hear what God is doing in your life and encouragement to us. Thank you for your prayers. We need to pray one for another and build each other up on our most holy faith, right? Praise God. And so, our sister testified about not being well when she came to camp and wanting to be relieved of the symptoms of her sickness and so on. And since she mentioned that, I don't think she would mind my mentioning that as we were talking about this the other day, she said something that was a great blessing to me. She said, the Lord showed her not to get fixated on being delivered from her symptoms and getting healed of her sickness, because she said that if I do that, I'm going to miss all the other things that Jesus wants to do for me. But that I should rather seek Jesus himself. And that if I seek him, the healer, then the healing will come. But so much more than just the healing. And I thought that's a wonderful light that God gave to our sister. And it's so true. We can get fixated on our need and all taken up with the need. And there's so much more that God wants to do for us. And there are greater needs that he wants to meet in our life. And if we would just seek Jesus himself and get as close to him as we can and seek to be filled with him and just give ourselves to him, well, he would take care of everything that concerns us. He knows what it is. He knows what we've been praying about, and he's already been working. But he can do so much more when we seek him. Pastor Bowers, the pastor of the Canarsie Church, many years ago, he told about the missionary that went to Africa, and he sat at the table. They invited him into a hut, and they placed some food before him. And he made the mistake of asking what it was, and they said it was monkey meat. And I said, oh my. And now he knew that he had to eat what was placed before him. He didn't want to offend the people. So he cut a piece of monkey meat, and he stuck it in his mouth. And he said, the more I chewed it, the bigger it got. That's what happens when you occupy yourself with your problems. They get bigger all the time. The more you chew on them, the more you think about your symptoms. And that's why it's always good to get our eyes on Jesus. Praise God. Let him be the one that we're seeking.